Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Nick. What are you doing in school on Saturday afternoon? You should be somewhere else, enjoying your weekend.
Hi, Mia. I wanted to ask you the same question.
I've got some very important business here. We're arranging a party for the newcomers.
Newcomers?
Yes, there are 4 new students in our class this year. They are kind of shy. And we decided to give a special party for them to make them feel more at home here.
It's a bit unusual for teenagers to support shy newcomers, but it's really cool. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
And what kind of a party do you want it to be? A fancy dress party?
That's a brilliant idea. We were thinking about an ordinary party with music, chatting, dancing, some pizza and drinks. But your idea is great. When you have a mask on, you feel freer and much less shy, don't you?
Well, yes, I think so. And?
When people are wearing masks, they pretend to be strangers, and the new people stop feeling like strangers in the situation. They make friends more easily.
You're probably right. Good luck with it once again, and...
Yes?
You haven't told me anything about your holidays yet. I heard you were abroad.
Yes, I was. I went to France for a couple of weeks.
To learn French? To a language school?
Oh, no. My parents and I went there as tourists. I'd never been to Paris before, though my grandmother comes from France. But we have no relatives left there now.
Did you stay in a hotel?
Yes, in the centre of Paris. It was a very convenient location, and we managed to see lots of interesting places in the city and around it.
I see. And the rest of the summer?
Oh, nothing special, just routine.
Didn't you go anywhere else apart from France?
No, the seaside was out as the trip to Paris ate up a considerable part of the family budget. We only went to the country for barbecue parties 3 or 4 times. We weren't very lucky with the weather.
Oh, yes, the summer was rainy and really cold. The weather people kept saying that the unusually low temperatures would get higher in a week or so, but their promises never came true.
No, they didn't. Unfortunately. But never mind. That kind of weather gave me a chance to take up a new hobby.
What is it? Knitting? Photography? Or collecting celebrity posters?
None of them. You'll never guess. It's baking biscuits and making cakes.
Oh, it sounds much more original than posters. And much tastier. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Nick. What are you doing in school on Saturday afternoon? You should be somewhere else, enjoying your weekend.
Hi, Mia. I wanted to ask you the same question.
I've got some very important business here. We're arranging a party for the newcomers.
Newcomers?
Yes, there are 4 new students in our class this year. They are kind of shy, and we decided to give a special party for them to make them feel more at home here.
It's a bit unusual for teenagers to support shy newcomers, but it's really cool. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
And what kind of a party do you want it to be? A fancy dress party?
That's a brilliant idea. We were thinking about an ordinary party with music, chatting, dancing, some pizza and drinks. But your idea is great. When you have a mask on, you feel freer and much less shy, don't you?
Well, yes, I think so. And?
When people are wearing masks, they pretend to be strangers. And the new people stop feeling like strangers in the situation. They make friends more easily.
You're probably right. Good luck with it once again, and...
Yes?
You haven't told me anything about your holidays yet. I heard you were abroad.
Yes, I was. I went to France for a couple of weeks.
To learn French? To a language school?
Oh, no. My parents and I went there as tourists. I'd never been to Paris before, though my grandmother comes from France. But we have no relatives left there now.
Did you stay in a hotel?
Yes, in the centre of Paris. It was a very convenient location, and we managed to see lots of interesting places in the city and around it.
I see. And the rest of the summer?
Oh, nothing special, just routine.
Didn't you go anywhere else apart from France?
No, the seaside was out as the trip to Paris ate up a considerable part of the family budget. We only went to the country for barbecue parties 3 or 4 times. We weren't very lucky with the weather.
Oh, yes. The summer was rainy and really cold. The weather people kept saying that the unusually low temperatures would get higher in a week or so, but their promises never came true.
No, they didn't, unfortunately. But never mind. That kind of weather gave me a chance to take up a new hobby.
What is it? Knitting? Photography? Or collecting celebrity posters?
None of them. You'll never guess. It's baking biscuits and making cakes.
Oh, it sounds much more original than posters. And much tastier. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.